USDA starts releasing their weekly crop progress, crop condition ratings report in the beginning of April, but as of now, we have individual states reporting their own numbers. Looking at it as far as Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are concerned, that's primarily the big ones that we watch at this time frame, just to get a handle on the winter wheat crop. Right now, Kansas's winter wheat crop dropped 4% last week to now be rated at 48% good to excellent. As far as Oklahoma's concerned, conditions were left unchanged at 46% good to excellent, but the fair category dropped 8% to 25% fair, and the poor to very poor increased that 8% to 29% poor to very poor. So Oklahoma's crop is also seeing a little bit of deterioration. And as of last week, 10% of the crop is now expected or is in jointing in Oklahoma versus 15% on average. Looking at it as far as Texas is concerned, like Oklahoma, conditions were left unchanged with at 28% good to excellent. We did see the fair category increase by 1% to 33% good to excellent. Poor to very poor decreased that 1% to 39%. But in Texas, we have 15% of the crop, the winter wheat crop, is now headed versus 10 for the previous week and versus 18 average. We also are seeing Texas reporting 32% of their corn planted versus 24 last week and 33 for the 5-year average. Kind of signaling that plant 25 is in full bore right now. Overall, this was a little bit friendly to the wheat, as it does show the wheat conditions did decline last week.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.